Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Today's show will be about the issue of human beings, whether they're basically good or basically evil. Liberals say people are basically good. And Christians, reading the Bible, say that people are basically sinners. They're basically evil. Okay, now before I get to that, and we're going to look at Paul McCartney. We're going to get evidence from him as to whether people are basically good or basically evil. And also the couple that was featured in a story about Katrina and how they survived Katrina. We'll look at that couple in the French Quarter in New Orleans and try to figure out if people are basically good and basically evil. And we have a former U.S. Attorney General who's now one of Saddam Hussein's lawyers. Could you guess if he was a liberal or a Democrat? Oh, that's redundant, right? He was both. Anyway, we'll look at these guys and see if we can figure out if people are basically good or basically evil. And then maybe an article, a news column in Yahoo News out today. We'll see from all these sources whether people are basically good or basically evil. But first, the New York Daily News has published a photograph of Hillary Clinton, recent photograph, and guess what she's wearing? Now, she wants to be president, right? So what is she wearing? She's wearing a cross. Now, she's never worn a cross before, right? In fact, they said she has recently wore a gold cross, and this one is a diamond-studded cross. So, okay, so she wants to be president, so she wants the gullible Christians to think she's a Christian woman, and she's come out of the closet, right? I would say this is Hillary Clinton coming out of the closet. Now she's a cross-dresser, right? Now she's a cross-dresser, and it's not real. It's not, you know how they say beauty is only skin deep? But ugliness goes to the bone, right? This is not, this is just superficial. She's a cross-dresser. That's it. And Christians will be deceived, not all of them, but millions. And they'll think, well, she's a nice lady. You know, she really loves children. Look at all she's done for kids. Look at the millions of kids that she's helped to spare them from misery because she's killed them before they were born. She is really a lovely mom and a good lady. Okay, so anyway, Hillary Clinton, the latest crossdresser, but don't worry, it's only superficial. Now, as to whether or not people are good or evil. So we have Paul McCartney. Isn't he one of the authors of Love, Love, All You Need Is Love with John Lennon? Right, the Beatles sang All You Need Is Love, and then they broke up. What's with that? Didn't they have any love? All you need is love, and then they hate one another. So then Paul McCartney is married to his wife Heather, and all you need is love, and then they broke up. And they're going through a divorce, and Paul McCartney's wife Heather has accused him of repeated violence against her in court papers just filed by her lawyers. In their divorce battle, she portrays him as a vindictive man who once tried to choke her and even attacked her while she was newly pregnant. After she was pregnant, he attacked her. Now, how could this be? He's wildly wealthy. He's famous. Everybody loves him. Wouldn't you just be happy? People are basically good. You have everything in the world. You have a beautiful wife. You have a mansion. You got billions of dollars. What's the big deal? But, you know, money doesn't make people happy because sin is not a material thing. Sin goes to the heart and soul of what it means to be a human being. Oh, and by the way, if you think human beings are primarily physical, if you think human beings are primarily physical creatures, you should think again. For example, your will. Your will is not physical. Right? I have a studio audience. Is your will physical? No. Your emotions are not physical, right? Your attitudes are not physical. Now, people say, oh, yes, they're physical. No. For example, let's say pain. Now, one thing people think is that pain is physical. Like if you cut your finger or you burn your hand, that's physical, right? No, pain is not physical. How do we know pain is not physical? Well, pain is an awareness that something is wrong. And emotional pain hurts even more than physical pain. So if you have a severed nerve so that you can't feel anything in your leg, and then they give you a needle in your leg, you don't feel it. So pain is not physical. And people say, oh, yes, pain is physical, but you feel it in your brain. Well, how's that? When they operate on your brain, they don't put any painkillers in your brain because your brain is an organ that cannot feel pain. So how is it that you can't feel pain with the very organism that lets you feel pain? How is that? It's because pain is not physical. Pain is knowledge. Pain is awareness of a situation that's not good for us, that's bad for us. And emotional pain is way worse than physical pain. Way worse. What's one of the greatest examples of physical pain? Let's say childbirth. I've heard that's pretty bad. I can't give you firsthand knowledge other than secondhand as an observer, but childbirth seems to be pretty terribly painful. And you know what I've noticed? Within seconds after the delivery, and you hand mom the baby, in her horrendous pain turns to tears of joy and laughter and exhilaration. But take a mom who's lost her child has died, and she didn't get any physical injury. The child died. That's emotional pain, and that doesn't go away in a few seconds or a few minutes or hours or days or weeks. That stays for months and years. And even forever. So pain is not physical. Pain is non-physical. It's spiritual, non-physical. And so human beings are not primarily physical. We're body, soul, and spirit, but we're primarily spiritual beings. Okay, so anyway, Bill McCartney sings, you know, Love is all you need. The Beatles sing, love is all you need, and then they broke up. And Paul McCartney wrote, love is all you need is love, with John Lennon. And then he broke up with his wife Heather, even though they had everything. But if we are spiritual creatures, and you have all the creature comforts, all material comforts and wealth, that doesn't do much to make you happy, because if you are in rebellion against your God, your Creator, well, then you could try to make believe you're happy, but that doesn't go very far. You could deceive others. It's harder to deceive yourself, but you could deceive yourself for a while. But eventually it all comes down, you know, all the facades, and you're left with the truth, which is hard to escape long term. So Paul McCartney's wife, Heather, we're trying to figure out if liberals are right, that people are basically good, or if Christian conservatives are right, that people are basically sinners. So one of the wealthiest couples in the world, they're getting a divorce. All you need is love, but they couldn't stay together. And Paul McCartney's wife, Heather, claims that four times he attacked her violently. One time he stabbed her in the arm with a broken wine glass. Now you think, oh, maybe she's lying. That makes my point. She's lying. It's not true. He wouldn't do that. He's one of the nicest guys in the world. He taught us all you need is love. The Beatles sang all you need is love, and then they broke up. So here's this woman, Heather, living with one of the nicest guys in the world, and she's lying about him. So liberals, either way, you guys are wrong. People are not basically good. They're basically sinners. She says that he made a promise to stop using illegal drugs and getting drunk before they got married, and he broke that promise. He would hurl abuse at his wife, verbal abuse, and I'm not going to give any of the examples. They're too crude. to say in public. He tried to prevent her from breastfeeding, and I won't repeat why he did that. So she had an important operation scheduled, and he said it interfered with his vacation plans and had her cancel the crucial operation. So anyway, all you need is love. And then they broke up. In that, I just got a printout here of the lyrics of that song. What does it say? Love, 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 love. Boy, these are tough lyrics. How'd they come up with this? It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. Nowhere you can be. Now listen to this. I never heard this lyric in my life. When a Beatles song is on, I don't listen to the lyrics. Nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. Paul McCartney was a Calvinist. That's a crack up. Paul McCartney was a Calvinist? Why not? The Hindus are, the Buddhists are, the atheists are, the pagan Greeks were. They thought everything was meant to be. Everything. And so Paul McCartney, hey, nowhere you can be, like in divorce court, that isn't where you're meant to be. Paul, this is part of all the love out there. This is the beautiful people self-destructing. Okay. You know what? Christians self-destruct too. The difference is Christians admit that their sin is part of a human condition of being in rebellion against God. Liberals deny the condition. When you say, well, look at all the Jews that were murdered by the Germans, they say, well, that's not absolutely wrong. That's not absolutely wrong. It's just cultural. It's just majority rules. You say, look at the Aztecs. They get teenage girls and they sacrifice them. They kill them and they skin them. And the high priest wears the skin of the virgins who were offered up to their wacko pagan god. And a liberal anthropology student says to me on Bob and Yurt Live, she says, well, that's not wrong. That's just their culture. Okay, so their culture is they get somebody like Jeffrey Dahmer and they make him the high priest of the whole nation. And then they all revere him, and that's not evil. No, that's not evil. So that's why liberals say there's no that people are not evil, because they don't believe evil. You show them the greatest evil and they defend it, or they justify it. Or they say, well, that's not evil. That's not absolutely evil. And we have this on one of our videos. It's called Get Out of the Matrix. It's called Get Out of the Matrix. And we go into a college, and the students, we ask the first table we come to of students in the cafeteria, is it absolutely wrong for a man to violently rape a woman? No. Was it absolutely wrong for the Germans to murder 6 million men, women, and children? Absolutely. No. It's on video. We got it. Then I went into this philosophy professor's class, and I debated the class for an hour and 20 minutes. It's the fastest 80 minutes since the walls of Jericho fell. That is really a fun video. They don't believe in right and wrong. So, okay, nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. Ask this girlfriend from New Orleans if that's true. Ask her. We'll get to that story. All you need is love. Love, love is all you need. And then they broke up. It's easy. The easy button. It's easy. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. All you need is love. All together now. All you need is love. Everybody. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need. You know, love is sending millions of people to hell. Love. Saying, everything is love. It's all about love, 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 love. God is a God of truth and justice and vengeance and wrath and terror. It's not all love. There's also justice. There's justice. If it's all love, why doesn't Paul McCartney just give all his money to Heather? Here, honey, I know you're mad at me. Whatever I did, I'm sorry. Take all my money. That'd be loving by his definition. Okay. So now let's go. Oh, a couple examples. In November 2002, Heather says that Paul McCartney grabbed her by the neck and pushed her over a coffee table. In August of 2003, boy, this is getting a little too close for comfort, huh? When it happens 20 years ago, it's not a big idea. On Long Island, that's not New York, that's in England. On Long Island in England, August 2003, Heather asked Paul McCartney if he had been smoking marijuana, and she said he became very angry, yelled at her, grabbed her neck, and started choking her. Pretty gross. Okay, so anyway, and of course, this is all, you know, the media. You got to remember what the media says. This is all claimed against Paul McCartney, who allegedly was a member of the Beatles. Allegedly. So he's allegedly one of the Beatles. You got to put the word allegedly in every news story where there's a crime. So he tried to strangle his wife, the husband allegedly being a former member of the Beatles. Okay, so I used the word allegedly, so I should be legally on safe territory. Okay, so now let's go to New Orleans. This is, we're trying to figure out if people are basically good or basically evil. All right, tragic story. This Zachary Bowen, in his mid-20s, committed suicide, jumped off the roof of the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel. This was last night. So he kills himself last night, and in his pocket, there's a suicide note. And in the note, five-page note, he says, oh, and by the way, I strangled my girlfriend, Addie. She was also in her mid-20s. I strangled her in the bathtub. And then, I don't even want to describe everything he did. It has to do with knives and a barbecue and an oven and a refrigerator and plastic bags. I'm not going to describe it. Let's just say this is more evidence that people are not basically good. And this is the sweet couple shacking up in the French Quarter who survived Katrina. Remember that? Well, I'm sure you remember Katrina, but maybe not this couple. But they were profiled a year ago because they survived Katrina. And they had rented an apartment together, even though they weren't married, at 826 North Rampart Street, above a voodoo shop. According to the landlord, Leo Watermeyer, and they seemed happy at first, although that would soon break down. Now, they rented it on October 1st, just 17 days ago, they moved into that apartment. But they had lived in New Orleans for quite a while. So what an absolute tragedy. Horrendous, horrendous tragedy. Do you think people are basically good or basically evil? You see, if you believe that there's only matter, atoms and molecules, that's it. That human beings are just physical. We're just animals. We've evolved from slime and we're animals. Then atoms cannot be good or evil. It can't be evil. Molecules are not evil. The laws of physics, there are atheists and scientists who say government, when government sets up the laws, when they proclaim laws that we all have to obey, those laws should be based on science. Well, how could that be? Because science has no laws pertaining to moral values. Which of the laws of physics say thou shalt not murder? How does that work? Is it chemistry? Is it in chemistry where you find out that if you kill someone who's attempting to murder your wife, if you kill in self-defense, you do well, but if you kill somebody to steal their lunch money, then you do wrong? What is that? Where do we get that from? Is that chemistry or physics? Astronomy? Do the laws of planetary motion tell us that? No, of course not. So those who believe in a strictly materialistic existence, for whom science is the ultimate source of truth, well, then they're disqualified for being able to inform government on what the law should be. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Aurora, Colorado, Maureen, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thank you, Bob. I've been tussling for years with the subject of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And you have said, and Tom Joseph has said on air, we should not forgive those who have not repented. And I'm still tussling with this. I'm not disagreeing with it.
Yeah.
I just really want to arrive at the truth finally, because I have got so much to forgive to my family and others that it's like.
When people wrong us, of course, that's painful and we suffer, especially when it happens from people who are close to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest suffering and hurt comes from people who are closest to us, usually. Not always, but usually.
Well, in my case, it is.
Yeah, civil wars are way more destructive than foreign wars, and family politics are way more hurtful.
It's horrendous.
And church politics are worse than national politics. So you are to people, the more the pain is inflicted. But so the question of forgiveness, if you go through the Bible and you think of the prophets and the apostles and the way Jesus behaved when he was on earth, did they forgive everyone automatically? Was that their big thing?
I really don't know, and I've studied it for years, years and years and years.
Well, didn't they rebuke
me? What I really need to ask you is, yeah. I've heard what you've had to say on it, and I'm thinking, well, that sounds right, and then I hear what somebody else says about it, and that sounds right.
Yeah.
What I need to ask you, when Jesus was hanging on the cross,
right,
and he said, he looked down on the people that were spitting at him,
yes,
and despising him.
Right.
And he said, Father,
forgive them,
for they know not what they do.
Right.
Well, that seems like a pretty vast forgiveness.
Okay, so I'll be happy to talk about that, Maureen.
Okay.
When Jesus was on the cross, they knew they were killing an innocent man. They knew that. Pilate ruled he was innocent and then sentenced him to death. That's pretty unique in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But what they didn't know, although they should have known, but they didn't know that he was their creator God. They didn't know that. So Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If a man...
In other words, they don't know who I am.
Right. If a man has an affair with his neighbor's wife, he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing, and it's wrong, and God will not forgive him unless he repents. He's going to go to hell unless he turns his life over to God.
Absolutely.
God doesn't forgive everyone.
No.
Everyone doesn't go to heaven.
No.
Those who don't humble themselves before God, they go to hell because God does not forgive them. God forgives us when we turn to him humbly. Okay, so now Jesus Christ...
So when he was looking down from the cross at the people that were spitting at him, they didn't know who he was. And that's what he was saying?
Yeah, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, when a criminal commits a crime, let's say he doesn't realize that a side effect of his crime is somebody's going to die. So he didn't realize
it.
He didn't realize he's going to kill the security guard who's going to get a heart attack when he pulls out a gun. So the criminal didn't know that, but he's still responsible for the security guard dying. In the Bible, God shows criminals are responsible for even the unintended consequences of their crime. However, God has the authority to forgive sins. And so Jesus said he came to provide salvation. So at that moment, when he was taking on the sin of the world, what a perfect time for him to say, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But that doesn't offset his teaching in the whole Old and New Testament where the apostles were angry at people. The apostle Paul said, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed if they're going to teach falsely.
Aren't you looking forward to seeing Paul? I am.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
You know, Paul was angry at Alexander the coppersmith, and yep. Samuel hacked Agag to pieces before the Lord, and Elijah killed the prophets of Baal, and Abraham got swords and went after the kidnappers of Lot. And, you know, God
and liked... David had a few wars, too.
Yeah, David didn't forgive Goliath. And God loved the men who were men, not the men who were girly men. So, you know, God loves a girly man if he is...
What?
If he's a Christian. So anyway, Maureen, thank you. We're about out of time.
Thanks.
God bless you. We cover these topics in the plot, my manuscript, the overview of the whole Bible. It's really fun, and it's expensive, $49.99 plus shipping and handling. But it's got a money-back guarantee, money-back guarantee. So, and in all these years, thousands of plots sold, but what, less than five times people have asked for their money back? It's extremely rare, and mostly people say, oh, I'm so thankful that I've learned these XYZ cliches are not true, and I can read the Bible and understand when the apostles and prophets and Jesus got mad at people, they weren't sinning. It was righteous anger. They were rebuking. They weren't forgiving. They forgave when people were repentant. And you know what? We might think we have to forgive everybody because of psychobabble that says otherwise we'll be bitter, but I don't see it at our church. I see dozens of families who are emotionally healthy, and when someone sins against them, they say, if you repent, I will forgive you. And that is very powerful. We're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, Maranatha, and our website, kgov.com.